I'm Jenna Dooley. In Illinois news, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a controversial measure into law yesterday. It requires Illinois firearms dealers to have a state license. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Every Illinois gun shop has to be licensed by the federal government to be in business. But advocates and some state lawmakers say that the Fed is stretched too thin to stop the shady firearm sales they say can lead to gun violence. So, state licensing is now the law of the land. Illinois gun dealers will have to pay a license fee, set up video surveillance, and allow police to conduct regular inspections. Stephen Stewart owns CI Shooting Sports in Normal. He says all of this will be nothing but a headache for him.
It's just going to make it very difficult for any smaller person to be in business. That's exactly what this was designed to do, nothing more, nothing less.
Dealers will have about 6 months to prepare for the changes. A spokesman for the Illinois State Rifle Association says the group will, quote, challenge the new law in court. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A federal judge says the government shutdown will hurt the federal workforce in the long term. Ruben Castillo is chief judge for the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. He says the poor treatment of government employees, especially the lack of pay, will make young people think twice about seeking out work in the federal government.
When they get the choice of, do I work for my government or do I work for the private sector, they're going to keep in mind this long shutdown in making that calculation.
Castillo says negative morale will also affect workers at the end of their careers. In other news, Springfield will appeal a federal judge's ruling that the city's anti-panhandling ordinance is unconstitutional. The ordinance banned requests for immediate donations within 5 feet of a pedestrian. It was city code in 2015 and since has been broadened to include all types of aggressive solicitations. U.S. District Judge Richard Mills found the 5-foot rule unconstitutional because it was content-based, regulating what a person said and not how they said it. City attorneys say the cost to appeal will be minimal, but Panhandler's attorney Mark Weinberg disagreed. He says if Springfield loses, the city will likely owe another $20,000 in attorney's fees. And a monthly survey of rural bankers in Illinois and other Plains states suggests banks are growing increasingly concerned about farm loan defaults in 2018. Many of the bankers questioned for the Rural Main Street survey predict farm loan defaults to be the year's biggest challenge. This is Illinois News on your NPR News Station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinoisans are beginning to brace themselves for what the National Weather Service is calling a complex weather system. In the northern and central parts of the state, 4 to 6 inches of snow are possible from tomorrow through tomorrow night. In this region, likely rain will begin overnight tonight, and that will switch over to snow tomorrow. The National Weather Service in Paducah says that 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible across southern Illinois. As the government shutdown reaches its 27th day and continues, Communication Design Senior Sloan Marion is ending his first week back at SIU Carbondale, but he's unable to enroll officially. Trouble began when the university asked Marion to provide a tax transcript to verify the amount of financial aid he should receive. He says at first, financial aid couldn't accept tax forms.
So in order to get a tax transcript, you have to get those from the IRS. Now with the government shutdown, you can't get anything from the IRS.
Marion says at the last minute, his tax returns were accepted. Now he's in the process of enrolling, but he says he's officially enrolled but barred from using some student resources or working either of his two student jobs.
So crazy. Like, as a college student, I can see that it's just a lot of ego going on in the government right now that's holding a lot of stuff back from regular people.
Marion says he's trying to do some outside design work in an effort to pay some of his student bills. I'm Jennifer Fuller.